Don't let the weather limit your passion for golf. Go to Winslow's Kitchen Bar and Range, state-of-the-art Top Tracer driving range with shot tracing technology and PowerTee ball automation. Whether you're a golf enthusiast or a weekend warrior, you'll love Winslow's 16 heated bays with full-service food and drink, trivia nights, and live music in the clubhouse. Winslow's open 7 days a week, rain, snow, or shine, at Green Harbor Golf Club, 624 Webster Street in Marshfield. Book your bay at greenharborgolfclub.com/Winslow's. Winslow's, because good times and golf shouldn't have an off season.
B-Pod Studios.
It's Truck Day at Fenway Park, and you know what that means. Baseball is just around the corner. Blah, 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 blah.
Pennsylvania.
This is pitiful. 1,000 people standing in the cold, freezing their butts off, watching a truck. And we're talking to another Red Sox fan who's been duped into the myth of Truck Day. And
Truck Day is important. We're here for a reason here.
Oh, it's a high holy day for the Red Sox.
It's a high holy day. It's like Easter.
Easter.
It's the real first sign of spring. It's everything.
It's the beginning of hope. It's the beginning of something new. You get to see things loaded onto a truck, and that truck goes down the road.
It's 23 degrees out. It's a truck.
It is a truck, but it's a truck full of stuff that's got Red Sox logos on.
I think most trucks have stuff in them.
No, but that's Red Sox stuff.
There's Red Sox stuff.
Red Sox bats, Red Sox stickers.
There are a lot of familiar faces, a lot of familiar traditions. One woman wears a different Red Sox jacket every year, and we make a big deal of whether it's going to be lucky or not. Another woman brings cookies to pass out to the other fans.
Yeah, I've been coming for a couple of years. I take the day out of work, and I wouldn't miss it for anything.
I got to be honest. I'm getting kind of moved by the playing. I think I'm turning because I wasn't crazy about coming out here to do this, but hearing these people singing Sweet Caroline is really, it's really having an effect on me.
This is what faith is.
Red Sox stuff, isn't there right, everybody? Truck Day! Truck Day!
Fred, hello!
Hey, guys.
Hello!
Hey.
What's going on? Are you on fire?
How you doing, Stanky Leg?
The ace is on the case.
I love meatballs.
Do you?
Let's go, Red Sox!
Kiss my ass twice.
Let's go, Red Sox!
Hit me like a bomb, bomb, bomb!
Go, Red Sox!
Hit me like a bomb, bomb, bomb!
Wall Dick, where you at?
515-75. Hello! Welcome to the show!
Hello!
Hey, good morning, everybody. Good morning. We are the Toucher and Rich radio program. I guess that was Steve Buckley over at Truck Day, and Rich was one of the people he was interviewing.
That was, oh, God, 6 years ago, maybe?
Best part of that entire thing.
Buckley had no idea.
Right.
At the time, he had no idea who I was.
But you put your arm around Larry Lucchino, and Lucchino looked at you and said, Truck Day, huh?
Oh, yeah. He's like, Truck Day, huh? I was like, yeah, you bet your sweet ass. Truck Day, you sons of bitches.
Well, it's going to be chaos today.
Well, it was yesterday.
I know, no, they had to get it out of the way.
Truck Day was yesterday. Actually,
I was going to say, if you have Truck Day and...
You can't do both. No.
The parade, it's too much excitement.
No,
the,
people's heads would explode.
The duck boat is already... they're coming down the way I come to work.
Mm-hmm.
I passed the duck boats this time, not as pretentious. There wasn't police escorts for them. They were driving on their own.
Oh, it's going to be a scene. I mean, the weather is supposed to be, what are they saying, like mid-50s?
60 degrees today.
Oh, I mean, it's going to be just like dudes in tank top heaven. It's just going to look like a Revere Club just spilled all over Boylston Street.
I think my kids are going to be the only two kids at their school today.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I
think this is a situation where a lot of people are going to take the day off to go.
It got to the point where I know that, like, some colleges downtown, like in that area, they're canceling because it's just going to be so hard to get in and out.
Yeah, Emerson, you can't hold classes. It goes right by there.
No. And, like, there's even, like, Northeastern, there's a few of them that I think are canceling some classes. And I know that, like, many of the schools, like, if you're within, like, a mile radius, they know that either A, kids are going to be missing it, or a B, that it's going to be just chaos. So they're bringing a lot of the students to the parade, which is always fun. I've never felt more claustrophobic than the last was the last Patriots parade? Yeah, yeah, it was the last one where it was you couldn't move because remember the snowbanks were so tall at the time?
Right.
So it cut off about half of every sidewalk. So there was only half the room, and then there were all those people trying to slam in there. And I don't know how many people we got last time, but it was probably about a million and a half, maybe. I know 2 million's still the biggest. Is that right? And that was the Bruins parade? I know that they got 2 million.
Yeah.
But imagine 1.5 million people with half the sidewalk space. It was a nightmare trying to get around. Now, thank goodness all that has melted. The weather's going to be great. Should be a little more manageable. Should be actually a decent time. Wallach, I can't wait to see you down there.
Not going to happen. Well, not going to happen.
When's the last time? Going to stand outside and watch the boat go by?
I've only been, of all the parades we've had, we've been very fortunate. The last 15 years, we've had a lot of parades. I've only been to one.
Which one?
2004 Red Sox. That was the only one I was at.
See, Rich and I were in the 2011 Bruins parade.
I know that. I was sitting at a bar about 100 yards away.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Yeah,
yes.
They didn't invite you.
No.
So we were out there, and but no, the idea of standing out and watching the duck boats go by in a sea of people does not seem like something I'd want to do.
I've been to every one since we've lived here. I mean, I live down there, but yeah. I still like to go. Okay, so
well, you weren't technically in the one with Chipping Up to Boston that played 5,000 times.
Yes, that one. I was looking over it from my apartment, but I was sick that day, and I remember the Dropkick Murphys flatbed was stuck in front of my apartment. And you know what? You ever been so sick where if you sit up, you feel like you're going to vomit?
Yeah.
That's what I was, and it was so damn loud outside of my apartment that I just had to, like, get up to see why the hell aren't they moving. They might have sat there for 15 minutes, and I'm so disgusted. I feel like I'm going to vomit, and I look out the window, and I see that jackass Papelbon with, like, a broomstick dancing around like it's a guitar, and I was just like, I hate him. I hate Jonathan Papelbon. I was like, this bastard is driving me insane.
Hey, Jonathan Papelbon, you've been in this situation since high school.
This is Mr. Kenny Hensel. You're in the game. So that's been 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. This will be the 8th parade just since we've lived here. So just since 2006, 8 parades. My son is 11, and this will be his 7th, which is absolutely nutty. Nutty as hell. Yeah, the Celtics one would be his first one. So yeah, since the 2007 one, that's a lot of parades. And it's the second one in 4 months, which, by the way, that last one sucked. But can we all say it now? The Red Sox one was really...
Well, I've been holding my tongue for this long. No, did it suck?
It sucked. I mean, like, not many people showed up. Well, it's amazing because, I mean, obviously people think it's one of the greatest Red Sox teams of all time. Great what they did. But, I mean, they never slowed down. That parade went about 10 to 15 miles per hour the entire way and just kind of just, like, drove by and was over before you even realized it began. It cleaned up quickly, like everyone was at. I mean, it just seemed like people weren't that passionate. Now, Patriots parades, on the other hand, it's just a mass of humanity, an absolute sea. Remember when it was raining 2 parades ago?
Was that the one where Edelman was on top of the duck boat, like car surfing, like Teen Wolf?
Maybe 2 ago was the one with the snowbanks, and the last one was the rain one. Wow, I forget.
Yeah. He stood up on the flat duck boat roof going 2 miles an hour?
Correct.
Wow, that's a daredevil.
He had the flag, and he was doing, he was dressed like a character from Ferris Bueller.
He
had like a very like sensible cardigan on.
Yes.
The only time I met him, he had a very sensible cardigan on.
Yeah, he likes wearing the sensible cardigans.
He went through a big cardigan stage. That, by the way, that Teen Wolf is very irresponsible.
Wildly.
Yeah.
As is Back to the Future. You can't just grab onto the back of a car going.
Yeah, but that was like the big thing in the 80s is that people would get on skateboards and hitch a ride.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think almost every movie that was directed towards people under 18 had someone, like, you know, behind the car holding on.
So I'm going to be down there today, and I think Nick's going to be down there, too. I'll be at the Globe, which is where the old Rattlesnake used to be, kind of between Berkeley and Arlington. And that is kind of ground zero. That is where it
right
is.
Right there.
Nuts. Absolutely nuts, right by the Common. And here we go again. Another parade. I enjoy them. I think it's fun. I like seeing people get it. There was an article this morning in the Boston Globe that was telling people, now that you can legally buy weed, can you smoke it at the parade?
No.
I'm not kidding you. It's like the guidelines. No. And the answer was just kind of, no.
No, you can't.
No, that's really going to be...
You can do it at your home, but...
That's really going to be closely monitored.
I was just going to say, police will be out in force.
Oh, yeah.
Sniffing.
Well, just get ready for the pearl clutching for people throwing beers, you know, up to the thing. Everyone's going, oh, yeah. When most of the people, I mean, listen, I understand when, what's his name, got some beer on him. Alex Cora.
Cora and his daughter.
I understand that because he wasn't asking for it. But, I mean, come on. Are we pretending like Rob Gronkowski wasn't begging for beers to be thrown his way?
Duck boat. With that.
When Ninkovich was up there, you're telling me that he wasn't like actually asking people to throw him beers?
So there you have it. You can go out today and you can smoke weed or whatever you want to do.
Well, you can't. That's according to that article. I had to read it to find out whether or not you actually could.
Well, if you're a police officer and you're dealing with crowd control of over a million people, I don't think you're going to make many miracles.
Can't stop edibles. You know, there are certain ways.
Well, yeah, John, I think that they're really going to start busting people with one hitters. Or they don't even make one hitters anymore. Probably with pens. I'm sure that's going to be the number one priority when you're trying to stop violence and things of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Rich, we have what happened last night coming up. What are we going to talk about?
Oh, all the different Patriots doing a million different things yesterday. On top of that, there was a little bit of a PR apology by Bill Belichick. We will get to that as well. And for some reason, nobody liked the five.
Yeah, that's making me question humanity. They didn't like when he took his shirt off. That's people struggling with their sexuality. When Adam Levine popped that shirt off and he shook his tush to the crowd. I mean, I don't think that there was a half mast in the house. I think ladies and gentlemen alike could appreciate the beauty. He really put a lot of thought into those tattoos too. I have a giant butterfly right on my hip that goes right up my side. All right, so we will have all that for you in just a moment.
Watch Toucher and Rich on Twitch. Follow the Sports Hub on Twitch.tv for live shows and reruns. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Recapping what you missed, it's Toucher and Rich.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. And Rich, what happened last evening?
By the way, have you seen there's already people staking out?
Yeah.
There at the parade.
I have seen that. Well, you have to admire the dedication to go out and stake out a spot and sit there for 5 hours for something that's going to go by in about... How long does it take to go by?
Okay, the Patriots ones take a while. Those actually are
more players.
That's well,
so, sure,
more know, players, but... and it's slower. Okay, I mean, because there's so many people.
If I'm an individual and I'm standing at a certain part of the street, how long is this action happening?
You know what? You're probably getting a good 45 minutes.
Really?
Yep. I mean, it goes by. It takes a while,
okay.
And sometimes it stops. And the Reds, like back in the day, the Red Sox parades kind of did that.
No,
as
no,
well.
No. 45 minutes. If I'm standing in one place,
yes, I'm talking from tip to tail. You might get 45 minutes worth of the parade.
You said the Red Sox one, and you figure the Red Sox have about half as many people when you include front office.
That was probably 15 minutes.
That was 15 minutes, and it was legit rolling. You know, 10 miles an hour.
The Patriots one like stops. And then it starts going, but it goes slowly, and it's longer. So, I mean, you're getting about 45 minutes.
So how long is the parade?
About 45 minutes. Like, I'm talking from the first duck boat to the last one.
Okay, but the duck boats don't go like a mile long. I'm talking about if I'm standing in one place.
If you're standing there from the first boat to the end of it, if you're standing in the same place, it's about 45 minutes. I mean, it actually, those ones take a while.
So what, you just get sick of it after a while? You're just standing there and looking at people?
Nowhere to go, though, because you're trapped.
Right. So, I mean, you're just like, all right.
You're stuck
45
there.
Minutes seems like a long time.
Nowhere to go. If you don't like it, tough.
Because some of them are just sponsors. Or like, Sosi is on a boat. Like, you know, sometimes you just... I mean, think of the roster and how many people you really care about seeing.
They put about, like, 3 players you care about on each boat.
Well, there's not enough players that you care about.
Sprinkle it in with sponsors and stuff like that, too. So, I mean, and then there's 1 or 2 boats that's just, like, office guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know?
And that's always weird. And we were kind of the letdown duck boat when we were in the Bruins one. It was
We were the letdown duck boat.
I think it was Marchand was the one in front of us and Recchi was the one behind us. So it was just like, yeah! And then us, it was like, yeah.
We were on the one with people who paid to be in it, and us.
And, of course, the Golden Pipes, Bob Beers and Dave Gosher.
Right. Yeah, Bob Beers and Dave
Gosher. And Nesson. We were on with the Nesson people, too. I think Jack Edwards was on weird.
That must have been fun.
It was weird.
No, really? Stop.
Was Jack Edwards on with us?
I think he was. I think the Nesson people were on with us.
You would remember more than me, even though I was sober.
No, you might be right. I mean, I know that we saw them. And like Naoko Funayama at the time, I think, was with them. And she was there.
So, all right. Well, 45 minutes, I'll tell you.
That sounds about right.
All right. Well, there you go. You stake out your claim there a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You stay out there for 5 hours. 5.5 hours, and then you get the rolling rally right by you.
It's called pre-gaming, Fred.
Well, you're not pre-gaming if you're just sitting on a with your hands over a rail.
I think you're bringing a little nips with you, some beverages.
Okay.
Nick is nodding his head. That's what you do. You go and you sneak the drinks and you drink while you're waiting. Or you go to the bars. The bars are open.
Well, no, they're standing there staking their claim. So they're just standing there. I mean, how many nips are you going to bring for 4 hours?
Like 30 nips? You should ask some of them.
Yeah. There's only so many pockets in your clothes.
Dude, they're loaded. I mean, most of those people are loaded.
No, I know, but I don't think the people that are going out at 6 o'clock in the morning are there to necessarily get loaded.
Not all of them. There's a lot who are just the super fans.
Yeah. I'm saying at 6 o'clock in the morning, you're a super fan. I'm saying that if it means that much to you to stand in front of a gate for 5 hours... This is not like, hey, I want to get loaded.
You can drink somewhere else and show up. You bring beer with you.
If you're in a sea of 1.5 million people, again, that's not going to be everyone's major concern.
And then there's people who treat it kind of like Patriots Day, where it's just an excuse to go to the bars and drink early because they open it up. I mean,
and they're all going to visit you.
That's right, and I will be there with them. It's fun. I love. I mean, it's an excuse to day drink, and the weather's going to be nice.
You're at the Globe.
I'll be at the Globe. Okay. That's right. All right. Well, as the city gets ready for its next Duck Boat Parade, as I was mentioning, the 8th in the last 11 years and the 2nd in 4 months, the players are basking in the glory of their newest Lombardi Trophy. Two of those players yesterday chose a super cool and extremely lucrative way to show the world how pumped they are to be champions.
Tom Brady and Julian Edelman, you and the New England Patriots have just won the Super Bowl. What are you going to do next?
Yes.
Those were men?
Oh, my God.
And then they hugged each other and jumped around.
Wait, why does Brady get to go?
Because I think they get the winning quarterback as well as the MVP.
I always thought it was just the MVP.
So
I know Brady, like,
you think they're just going to invite Edelman? They're going to say it's not,
I mean, like,
not
Larry Brown was the MVP of a Super Bowl. I mean, you got to bring sometimes some guys that aren't the biggest names.
Did Brady go when because Malcolm Butler didn't win. That's right. He got the truck because he was given to him by Brady.
Yes, Brady won. Ah, it should have been Butler. Yes.
Yeah, did Brady have to... I mean, they brought in Brady for no reason.
Well, one of the many perks, as we know, of winning a Super Bowl is the free trip to Disney World the next day. Nothing like
in
the
Anaheim,
morning...
too.
Oh, I thought it was Disney World.
I thought it was in
Florida.
See, I thought it was in Anaheim that I read.
The other part of it is Brady had a scheduled sit-down with Michael Strahan, and that might be an ABC Disney type thing. I don't know. He had an interview he had to do with Strahan.
Or maybe Edelman just requested that Brady.
That could be, too.
Like, they had to be on the same plane.
I was just thinking about it. I mean, nothing like the morning after drinking and partying till the sun comes up than getting on a plane and riding roller coasters.
Edelman didn't see... I don't think Edelman was drunk. I mean, Edelman had a lot of responsibilities yesterday. He did a lot of live national television. He accepted that award.
Maybe they can rally like champs. Maybe they're the anti-Felger. You know, the rest of us, you know, we can go out drinking and, you know, show up not looking banged up.
Yeah.
But, they were all over Disney, and they rallied and recorded this before riding the Toy Story Slinky Dog ride at Disney Hollywood Studios.
Where are we? Disney.
If you came for thrills,
too bad our little girls aren't here with us.
I know.
This is the girls.
Toy Story ride.
Toy Story is here.
That's right.
Who's Buzz Lightyear and who's Woody? That's the question.
Woody.
Am I Woody?
Yeah, of course.
You're the sheriff, bro.
Woody Bell.
Okay, of all the things I find weirdest in that clip is that they weren't able to take their kids with them. Like, I understand Disney pays the whole Super Bowl winning quarterback and I guess MVP a ton of money to say I'm going to Disney World and then go the day after winning, basically do a massive PR stunt for them. I understand that. But come on, let them take the kids.
Well, I mean, they could take whoever they wanted. I mean, there's no doubt about it, but they probably don't want to take their family, have them go to, Atlanta, have them come back to Boston, have them go. I mean, they're going to be in Orlando probably for what? I mean, you're getting out of there as soon as possible.
8 hours?
Yeah, but wouldn't your kids
honestly,
freak?
8 hours.
Yeah.
Think about it. You have the morning press conferences, and, you know, Edelman did his morning thing. Private plane from Atlanta to Orlando. Not a long flight, but still, it's somewhere else to go. And then you have all the photo ops and whatever else he did with Brady there. And then you got to get on a plane and come back here last night so you get some sleep before the parade.
How much money do you think they get for that? It's got to be a ton.
A ton.
I mean, because to take them the day after they won and essentially fill up almost their entire schedule right after they win the Super Bowl, it's got to be gotta millions.
It's got to be. I mean,
like $2 million probably.
And I wonder if the league mandates that you go.
Man, they can't mandate that you go.
Plus, they had to. Now I'm seeing it. Plus, they had to like do shenanigans.
Oh yeah, like they did lightsaber battles and they rode the rides.
Yeah.
And
it's millions.
It's a gigantic all day appearance that you're doing. I mean, I would like to see how much it was.
Dan makes a good point. They put it up on their social media accounts. Yeah, it's got to be millions.
Oh,
I thought you just had to stand on a float.
No.
You got to go and do like shenanigans.
Yeah, no, you're basically their puppet for an entire day.
Yeah, it's got to be crazy.
Yeah, great money. I saw remember when that CBS had that kind of fascinating moment after they had just won the game and Tracy Wolfson was trying to interview Tom Brady and there was a bunch of people just crammed all around him. And I thought it was very smart by CBS that they just let it ride. They didn't pull the mics down, you know, as Tracy Wolfson did a really good job trying to get in there. But one person was holding this giant sign that said, "I'm going to Disney World." Like it was like a script. Hey, Tom, remember, you got to say this.
Yeah,
we had a deal. But I don't know. With the kids not being there, who knows? Maybe Tom just wanted to have a little more Jules time. But speaking of Jules...
Maybe Julian put that in the contract.
Maybe no he kids. Did. But speaking of Jules, we played a little bit of this story that Edelman told about Belichick yesterday while receiving his MVP trophy.
I remember going in and seeing Coach. I don't know if he even remembers this, but I was a rookie, and it was like 11 o'clock at night. And by the grace of God, we were walking out at the same time, and I probably said maybe three words to him at the time. Before that, I was on the team for like 6 months, and I just looked at him because I saw him on the treadmill, you know, watching film at 10 o'clock at night. I go, "Coach, you know, you sure like football, huh?" He goes, "It beats being a plumber. See you tomorrow."
Well, guess you didn't want that story out there, apparently. Bill Belichick.
Oh, Jesus.
Because Belichick yesterday immediately made this statement to the press.
First of all, I think Julian might have misquoted me. I have a ton of respect for plumbers. I can't barely turn the water on myself, so those people do a great job. And I think I said it beats working, but anyway.
Okay, listen, I know you don't want to insult plumbers. I understand that. But you know who thinks being paid millions of dollars to coach Tom Brady and win Super Bowls year after year is better than being a plumber? Every plumber alive. I don't think you've insulted any of them to say that what you do is probably better than plumbing.
No, you said at least I'm not a plumber, which means that the plumber is the lowest of the jobs. That's exactly what he said. He said it beats being a plumber,
right?
Which means that he's saying that it's the lowest of the low.
I think most plumbers would go, yeah.
No.
Making that kind of money.
That's not what it does beat being a plumber, but he used plumber as the example, which means that he has a very low value in plumbing. But I bet you, like in Nantucket, there's a bunch of people working on his house right now.
Yeah.
And he's like super concerned.
Right. He's all pissed that they're going to, you know, leave an upper decker in the toilet bowl.
Or he's just like, I'm constantly, clogging the toilet. So, you know, there's everything. We're putting in Q-tips, everything else. It's just clogging everything.
I mean, that's the best. That's the first thing he said at his press conference. So, guys, I got to clear up something here, all right? So, the people who are fixing all my pipes right now.
Yeah.
Please don't put any Quikrete in the toilet bowl.
That's true. I mean, then you can see how much you think about plumbers. You could have thought a lot about a lot of jobs besides plumbing.
Mm-hmm.
Plumbing, you make a decent living doing that, my friends. Now, it's not the most pleasant work, I would imagine, but if you're a plumber, do you ever pay a plumbing bill?
Yes.
I mean, come
on.
It's
a lot.
Mm-hmm. It's a
usually.
I mean, just to snake the toilet, we're talking over $100.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you snake 10 toilets a day, you're doing all right. Believe me, you're six-figuring it. You got your own plumbing company. All right, Rich, what are we talking about?
All right, we get back. Sony Michel is making the late night rounds. On top of
why?
That, you know what? I thought the same thing.
Scored the only touchdown of the Super Bowl, my friend.
He was great.
I'm not saying he wasn't great. I know
he was
on Kimmel.
I don't think I'd ever. I was watching and I'm thinking to myself, I don't know if I've ever heard Sony Michel talk for an extended amount of time.
I have not.
No, and he was great.
Yeah, I'm not saying he wasn't good on television. I'm just wondering, like, Kimmel's got to be like, all right.
Couldn't get Brady, couldn't get Edelman, because they were otherwise occupied. Did Belichick do a late night talk show?
He usually does.
Yeah,
I mean, it's the Tonight Show he winds up on.
Yeah, but, with Fallon.
Yeah.
Which is always fantastic.
He's done Fallon before?
Yeah, Fallon did him and Julian Edelman together the last time they won the Super Bowl.
Okay. Did he have them do any like crazy hijinks?
Edelman did one, yes. He was opening up a fake restaurant. Everyone was talking about Edelman's catch in the Super Bowl against the Falcons, and he was dreaming of a fake restaurant called Edelman's Catch.
Huh. Oh, and they like sold fish and things?
Yeah.
That's really funny. I wonder how long it took the writer's room to come up with that. We will have all that for you. Here are the headlines.
Games are only half of it.
Matthew, loser.
Toucher and Rich.
When you're that short, it's more than okay to be a dick.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Zolak's the worst.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. And the Super Bowl, of course, is over. The parade is today. Julian Edelman and Tom Brady were out at Disney World. The defense not getting any individual credit. I mean, Sony Michel.
It's because there's just no stars. And I think that Kyle Van Noy said that. He goes, we have a bunch of elite players, but no superstars.
Sony Michel's no superstar, my friend. He ain't no superstar.
But he's a guy who scores touchdowns. So that makes him, when you're an offensive weapon, he scored the only touchdown. So that makes him a star of the Super Bowl. I mean, you know what I mean?
In that Super Bowl, there's not a lot aside from Edelman, his yardage and reception totals. Yes, there's not a lot of glory
to go around. Punters. You know, there's a lot of.
He should have had the guy set a record.
But Hecker, yeah, just got him into the circuit.
Other than that, he wasn't great, but he did get that. Yep. All right, so Sony Michel was over there at the Jimmy Kimmel show.
He was, and as I said, I really haven't heard him talk for an extended amount of time. It turns out on Jimmy Kimmel, he was pretty funny. So here is Sony Michel last night on Jimmy Kimmel's show.
Yeah, look at that. You gotta be careful with it now.
I'm being very careful. Don't worry. I will not destroy the Lombardi Trophy. Wouldn't that be something if I was the one to destroy it? I heard you got a new grill to celebrate the occasion.
It's my Super Bowl grill.
When did you get it?
2 nights before the Super Bowl.
What if you hadn't won? What would the grill have gone back? Or was it refundable?
Nah.
No.
I was gonna have to put it in the archive for next year.
I see. Well, boy, congratulations. What a game. I mean.
Now, is he saying grill as in of which to cook meat?
No, that's the one you put in your mouth. Paul Wall type grill.
Oh, like the guy who, the rapper who, whatever, Nine, that just got put away for all kinds of offenses?
Is that the guy that ICE came and arrested in Atlanta?
No. There's a guy, he's got like colored braids and he wears this colored grill, like with different, like, redding things all over it.
Yeah.
Someone will know. Don't tweet at you. I'll tell you, these grills, no good, Nicks. Wearing these grills.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What'd you guys do last night? Like, what happened after the TV cameras left?
Everybody headed for the party.
For the party. And who performed at the big party?
Snoop Dogg.
Mm-hmm.
Meek Mill.
Mm-hmm.
One of my favorites. Ludacris. And they had that thing rocking like, I was like, my parents in here.
Oh, your parents came, huh?
Yeah.
Did they stay to the end?
Now, we didn't really get into this yesterday. Why the hell is Snoop Dogg at all these things?
Because he's friends with Robert Kraft.
No, but he's at like everything. It's not only the Patriots.
Because he's the Foo Fighters of rappers. He's like, whenever you need something that's just like a rap artist, you go Snoop Dogg.
But the Foo Fighters, and Snoop Dogg's fine, but the Foo Fighters have put out material.
I think Snoop has too.
Okay, well, we think Snoop has.
No, Snoop has crossed over.
Well, for
he was in a subsection, and now he's mainstream. Guy hosted a game show.
I understand that, but that's not being a performer. When was the last time Snoop Dogg, his music was relevant?
Okay, because he was on Drop It Like It's Hot.
I don't even know, which was like
2004,
yeah.
maybe 2005,
because
somewhere around there.
Because his debut album came out when I was in college.
Oh, sure. I mean, that was 94. It was 94 when Doggy Style came out. But he was on Dre's album before that.
He was on The Chronic.
That's
before
right.
Before that, but that was, I was in high school when Chronic came out.
He also did, like, he was a reggae artist for a while. He was Snoop Lion.
Yeah, that
he
didn't changed do his much. Name.
It didn't really take off. And he was Snoop Lion when he had that great picture with Rondo and Kevin Garnett, where Rondo's wearing the shirt that says "Hi" on it.
Yeah, I think that Snoop is funny. Like, I think that he's funny, but I mean, I just find it odd that he performs at all these places. You're saying, what?
Because why not?
What do you do?
Because I'd hire him. Because it's one of those things, like, who wouldn't want Snoop
Dogg? Do you think
Dogg?
He gets paid?
Tons.
And especially with Kraft's connections in the hip-hop community, you would think that he could do a little bit better than Snoop Dogg.
Well, I mean, but the thing is, like, everybody loves Snoop Dogg. Like, the older generation, younger generation, I mean, everyone knows the songs. Like, he's now, like, almost like a, I don't want to say the Rolling Stones of rap artists, but he's the Jimmy Buffett of rap artists, you know? Like the upper, like the older crowd that can spend more money all want to see Snoop Dogg.
Yeah, okay, because I'm going to say that the younger players on the Patriots.
Oh, they all respect him. You got to respect him.
I don't think they would know his music, though.
Sure they would.
You'd be surprised. You'd be surprised. The way that music is distributed now and everything, you would be surprised how they might not know at all.
I also think that people know him from his TV shows. Like, you know, he does that thing with Martha Stewart, which is pretty damn funny.
I didn't say he's not funny. I just said that he's performing music. Like, if he was hanging out, I would go, oh, that's funny. Look, who do I care that he just does everything? Because a guy that I know was at the MLB All-Star game like a couple years ago in Snoop performed.
Oh, well, I mean, he did the color commentating for the LA Kings the other day.
Yeah, but that's, again, being funny. Yeah. I mean, he just performs at all these events for these, like, VIP crowds. Right. Robel?
Yeah, Robel. Hey. Good morning, guys.
Hey.
I just want to start off by saying I love you guys, by the way. The rainbow hair guy, his name is Tekashi 6ix9ine. But yes. I have a theory on why Snoop Dogg is always at the end of these things. It's because I'm sure they have an extra room where you can go in and Snoop Dogg will give you some of his green blessings at the end of the season. So.
Yeah, the guy he does do that.
Yeah.
I guess he's very free with it. Troy, go ahead.
Fred, there's no way you were in high school when Chronic came out. That's number one.
When did Chronic come out?
Wasn't it 2001?
No. The Chronic was like 92.
I was in high school in 92.
Yeah. The Chronic came out in 92.
Okay, I was thinking a new one. And also, people book Snoop for Doggy Style, and they want to hear those classic songs. They don't want to hear none of the new crap. That stuff sucks.
I know. Mumble rap does suck. But out of, like, players in their mid to early 20s, how many of them do you think are familiar at all with Snoop?
Probably not super familiar, but if you're a fan of hip-hop and you don't know Snoop Dogg songs, then you're not a fan of hip-hop.
Yeah, but I'll tell you, this new generation, they don't go back. They don't go back. They don't even care about rhymes anymore.
I knew this was going to be the case. Believe it or not, Snoop's, like, been making albums, like, once a year. Now, whether anyone's listening to him, I have no idea. Like,
so have I.
Yeah, 2018.
Just go to my website.
Snoop Dogg presents Bible of Love.
Oh, yeah.
2017, Make America Crip Again.
Ah!
2017, Never Left. Wow, 2016, Kool-Aid. I mean, the guy makes like two albums a year.
Yeah, I mean, too much fanfare.
2016, Cousins, C-U-Z-Z-N-Z. 2015, one's just called Bush. 2014,
That was actually with Gavin Rosdale.
7 Days of Funk. Yes, who teamed up with him. Yeah, I mean,
well, you can tell he's putting in a lot of effort into these records. Churning out like five a year just to hope that Spotify just jamming him in there.
I saw Snoop back in the day, and he was supposed to take the stage at like 9. He ended up going on stage at 12:30, and had, I counted 43 people on stage with him.
Yeah.
Three of them were actually performing.
Yeah,
the DJ Snoop and Snoop's backup guy.
And he would have the Don the Magic Wand or whatever his name is, that like old pimp with the chalice.
Oh yeah,
and sit there and go.
He,
like,
and he had like his old uncle named like Freeloader, I think was the nickname, and he just like sat like in the front of the stage and pointed at like hot girls. I mean, it was awesome. He like brought like a it was almost like the MC Hammer situation where he just said,
"Hammer's the leader in the clubhouse." Man.
Or he just brought like 40 people Hammer, and paid for them to go on tour with
Hammer
him.
Hammer had hundreds with him.
Well, Hammer got to, yeah, he went dead. They bankrupted him.
Mm-hmm.
Did they stay to the end? Your parents?
No, my mom.
Good.
She was the party pooper, so she kind of got tired. So my dad had to take her back to the hotel. So my dad wanted to get lit.
So, it didn't work out for both of them.
And before you ask, this is my fanny pack.
Oh, you
this,
do are wearing
it. This is where the grills go in at. So.
Oh, I see. It's a grill.
Well protected.
Are there more than, do you have more than one grill with you?
Oh, they come out. You never seen grills come out.
No.
It's almost like somebody taking out their teeth. It's uncomfortable.
And now what are you going to do with it? Oh, you're going to put it in there? Okay. Oh, I see. I have a feeling you're going to leave that on the plane or something. Like Tom Brady, this is the sixth time for him.
Yeah.
Did he cut loose? Did he eat a melon slice or something like that? Did he really, did you see him get, really enjoying himself?
I kind of expected it to be like the players, the parents. So it was more people than I thought.
I see.
So he kind of had his own VIP area at the top.
I see.
So I kind of felt like a fan. Everybody was thinking... Everybody was, like, had their phones out. So I just pulled my phone out.
Uh-huh.
Even though I just got off the field with them. But...
That's the way that I think it was Zolak yesterday described it to us, is that he had his own little spot overlooking everyone. He was like the Joaquin Phoenix and Gladiator, just like thumbs down when the music wasn't good. And then RKK would come and just, like, Sandman, sweep whatever rapper was on the stage off the stage.
Just, I just picture RKK with his hands up, just like, Meek Mill. Bow Wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay.
Just as I figured, Snoop Dogg not only is, like, cranking out albums, but he might guest on 15 songs a year. I know that he did that thing with De La Soul, but I guess he's on some fairly big song on Lil Wayne's new album. So, I mean, he just continues to pop up as being a guy that even the new generation is like, all right, well, let's get a legend in here to do this. And I think Snoop's just saying, you want to pay me? I'll rap on whatever you got. He is in the cash it out years of his life,
oh,
I believe.
Sure. Oh, well, there's no, I mean, he's doing a show with Martha Stewart. I don't think that he's overly concerned with his reputation. All right, Rich, we talked to Robert Kraft. We will have that for you at 7 o'clock. But what else is going on?
All right, well, let's just touch a little bit on some of the news that's coming out about Kyrie Irving and Anthony Davis, because we are in crunch time. We are 2 days away from the trade deadline, and things are getting weird.
All right, we will have all that for you. Be right back.
For the latest podcasts, the latest sports news, and for Toucher and Rich, download the 98.5 The Sports Hub app now.
98.5 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. We talked to Robert Kraft coming up in just a few minutes. But first, Rich, finally, what happened last evening?
Miami Dolphins, extremely smart in saying, let's immediately make this official. Brian Flores, the day after the Super Bowl win, they said, we are not going to let you jack around and go to dinners at Davio's and get convinced by ownership that you need to stay around, especially after what was just a masterful coaching performance from Mr. Flores, if you want to give him credit for what the defense was able to do.
I do. Same players, yeah. Matt Patricia's the defensive coordinator, and how many points and how many yards did Philadelphia have?
It was one of the all-time worst defensive performances in the Super Bowl history last year.
The majority of that defensive unit, exactly the same. Yes. Jason McCourty was different. But, I mean, honest to God, they look like a completely different team.
And, Zolak interviewed Belichick, and it played before the Super Bowl. And Belichick, he asked him a question about coaches leaving, and he said, you know, well, that's going to happen. So, obviously, this was a done deal before this announcement. But watch this. Flores is going to be a complete superstar, and Gase is going to crap himself.
Well, here is
the way it's going to go.
Dolphins owner Stephen Ross saying, gotcha.
Good afternoon.
Man, look at this crowd here. You think we won the Super Bowl. I've never seen so many people in this room before.
Loser.
But really, I'm really thrilled to be here. I think this is really an historic moment in Miami Dolphin history. I'd first like to welcome and congratulate Brian on his great Super Bowl coaching yesterday. It was incredible. It's really a great, you feel good after you see something like that. But really, I'd like to welcome his family to South Florida and hope it's a long, long stay.
Keep in your pants, Ross. My goodness, he is very giddy about what he saw there. I would be too, however.
That is a man who has given ownership stake to the franchise to the likes of Jimmy Buffett. Giving him a little taste.
Mm-hmm. I believe also one of the members of the Miami Sound Machine.
I think Gloria Stefan owns a tiny chunk. And that's just basically so he can have these has-beens sit with him during games or he can cultivate a relationship with them.
Well, here's Brian Flores as he is named the head coach of Miami.
I'd like to thank the Kraft family and Coach Belichick. I was there for 15 years. It was an incredible experience. What a great organization. What a great place for me to learn and grow and just become the best version of myself. So I'm very fortunate. I'm humbled by this opportunity. Look, I mean, we're going to do everything possible to win games and build you know, the culture and build a winner here.
You mentioned Matt Patricia. How crappy do you feel this morning when you see that, like, Flores came in and just said, all right, man, here's how you do it.
Yeah.
Here's what you string together, and this is how you make it work. I mean, because throughout...
Well, in fairness, I don't know about the difference was in the way to adjust on the fly, and it's not taking anything away from Flores or Belichick because, obviously, they stopped a very prolific offense, but they... And this is a credit to them, but I'm saying that, like, they pinpointed something with the Rams' offense... And were able to attack it in a way that the Rams were not able to adjust from, because I guess the Rams had settled into this certain setup and and then they put in this game plan. So I don't know in the Eagles game if the Eagles were more adept at changing things up and making adjustments.
Well, you trust Andy Reid, right? You think he's a good coach. Look what they did with Tyreek Hill during the Kansas City game in the first half of that game. I mean, that was pretty masterful what they were able to pull off.
I think what he did with this defense, and I mean, the defense won them the Super Bowl. The defense won that was the key to the season.
The Rams had one of the best two offenses in the NFL. You look at the weapons that Jared Goff had to throw or hand the ball off to, and what the Patriots defense was able to do against that. And what they were able to do against Kansas City for at least a half before Mahomes got his footing. I mean, that is a tour de force performance by
Absolutely.
Flores.
Absolutely. All I'm saying is I don't know what kind of adjustments the Eagles made. I don't even remember. But, yeah, it was a great performance by Flores. I mean, the defense is the reason why they won.
Meanwhile, the Bengals are going to bangle. You know, they got the guy who coached Jared Goff. Yeah, awful in the Super Bowl.
By the way,
made him their head coach,
Jared Goff. I mean, this as he should. I mean, he's getting killed, but you're hearing a bunch of stuff that's coming out that's kind of unfair. I mean, dude's like super young. I think he's younger than Brady was when Brady won his first Super Bowl. So, but now we're hearing about him being dumb, and that Sean McVay is somewhat of a genius in that he worked around his flaws of not being able to, you know, read coverages or just not being very smart at adapting, and basically made a, you know what he is? He's Ann Wilson from Heart standing there while all the dancers are going crazy around.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, like, that's true, is that they get him to the line right away so McVay can talk to him through his headset because they turn off the headset with 15 seconds left in the clock. So on the play clock. So Goff sits there and is literally, McVay looks at the coverages. And that's what one of the things the Patriots did in the Super Bowl is that they would have two sets of defense for every play. So they would show one look, and then with 15 seconds left on the clock, they would turn around and they would change the look and force Goff to make
just
decisions.
Just to be lost. But you're right. After the headset shuts off, he was just sitting there like treading water.
So Goff, I don't know if Goff's dumb, but it's perfectly fair to say that he was unable to make adjustments on his own. I mean, I've never heard of that before. I guess it's like a good idea, but having a quarterback rush to the line so the coach can look at defensive scheme
and then tell you what to do?
Yeah. Yeah.
At least not to that degree. All right. RKK, Robert Kraft, joins the show. No commercials, just the headlines.
Don't let the weather limit your passion for golf. Go to Winslow's Kitchen Bar and Range, state-of-the-art top tracer driving range with shot tracing technology and Power T ball automation. Whether you're a golf enthusiast or a weekend warrior, you'll love Winslow's 16 heated bays with full-service food and drink, trivia nights, and live music in the clubhouse. Winslow's open 7 days a week, rain, snow, or shine, at Green Harbor Golf Club, 624 Webster Street in Marshfield. Book your bay at greenharborgolfclub.com/Winslow's. Winslow's, because good times and golf shouldn't have an offseason.
This is Ty Law, Pro Football Hall of Famer. Have you ever seen 100,000 square feet of pure fun? Come join us at Apex Entertainment in Marlboro. Be amazed at the 30 luxury bowling lane, a multi-level go-kart track featuring car number 24, multi-story laser tag, and more. Apex offers delicious chef-inspired menu with two full bars serving craft and local beer, plus signature cocktails featuring my very own Corbis Vodka, the official vodka of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Come to Marlboro and visit or check us out at apexentertainment.com.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.